This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go serious first segment, nonsense second segment with Shaletta. Shaletta used to come in studio all the time, Dave. Remember those days? She'd sometimes bring us treats.
Good old days.
Yeah.
Not so much now. My status has changed. You know, if you had Oprah in there, maybe Gail King or somebody. You know,
it also changed once at the Minneapolis Club. They started making you pay bills.
Big change.
That's the biggest change. Okay. That's the biggest change.
Ooh.
This is one where I know you're aware of it. Let's get to it. 2 years ago, Xavier Davis was boarding a Jefferson Lines bus to ride home from North Dakota to Minnesota when the driver told Davis and another passenger they needed to ride in the back of the bus, both passengers, black men. Argument ensues. Driver threatened to call police if the two men didn't move the back and sit down. The men did not know each other, did so. 4 months later, Davis initiated a human rights investigation memorandum filed this year by the commissioner, found probable cause the driver discriminating against the passenger because of their race. I'm reading from a Star Tribune story. The context all matters here. That's what I'm going to read a little more than normal. This week, Davis filed a lawsuit against Jefferson Lines. The human rights commissioner, Rebecca Lucero, wrote in her memo, that Jefferson Lines and the driver failed to give any reason that wasn't racially discriminatory for Davis and the other passenger riding in the back of the bus. The driver, only identified as John Doe, gave several arguments for why the two passengers needed to sit in the back. Policy is to board the bus on the first come, first serve basis. But the driver told the passengers the company policy was to board from the back of the bus. The driver also thought the two passengers were traveling together, even though their tickets were for different destinations, and later maintained the passengers smelled like marijuana. After the situation became argumentative, the driver threatened to involve law enforcement. During the course of the investigation, Jefferson Lines asked the driver to complete an incident report. The driver defended his reasons for asking the passengers. He again pointed the smell of marijuana and that he preferred passengers board from the back because he noticed the passenger didn't like getting bumped. Shockingly, the folks who are the passengers who were told to go in the back are not pleased. What are your thoughts on this particular story? I also want to add one other key part before you jump in. The Human Rights Commissioner said the investigation showed that the driver let white passengers sit where they wanted and that making the two black passengers in the back of the bus was driven by racially discriminatory stereotypes underlying the interaction. So again, from the Human Rights Commissioner, the white passengers sit where you want, the black passengers back of the bus. I'm not making this up.
And I am not surprised. Who's surprised by this? I am not. This kind of microaggression and racism happens all the time in this country. And I'm just proud of those two men for handling themselves in a way that did not escalate the situation. Because a lot of times when the racist situations like that happen, it's weaponized, and then they threaten to call police. If we raise our voices, if we say that this is wrong, if we say we're being discriminated against, well, I'll just call the police. Well, we already know, right, 9 times out of 10, what's going to happen when that happens. So the fact that these men de-escalated the situation, they did not know each other. They were going to two different destinations. But here's the thing. The reason that they both responded the same way is because we've seen this movie before. We know this doesn't end well for the two black men who were told to sit in the back of the bus by the racist driver. They had somewhere to be. They were trying to get there. They paid their fare. They should be treated the same as anybody else on the bus. And they didn't have to have a meeting to decide how they were going to respond to this. They both knew. I know. My children know. My grandmother taught me. I taught them. And is the way that this country is going, it's going to continue to happen. So it's frustrating. I'm not surprised, but I'm just glad that these men brought it to light. And, you know, Jefferson needs to pay them for compensate them for the way that they were treated. How dehumanizing and humiliating it is for somebody to tell you where to sit on a bus when everybody else is being allowed to sit wherever they want. And people are looking at you, right?
People see
what's going
Correct.
On. And so you have to deal with that, and you have to say nothing, because otherwise somebody's going to call the police on you. Because you want to be treated fairly. It's sad when police are weaponized in this way. But that's what happens in this country. It has happened. It continues to happen, and it will keep happening. And here's my thing. If you are a white person on that bus, get up and say something. These people should have been treated fairly. They should have been calling Jefferson lines by the dozens. If this bus was full, if this bus had one white person on it, they should have said something. It should not just be up to the two black men who were discriminated against, and then everybody else go on about their way. Somebody should have spoken up. And people say, well, I'm an ally in real time, not when it's convenient. Not just when you can buy a ticket to my event or come to a seated luncheon or Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, but when you're sitting on a bus and two black men are being discriminated against and you have your cell phone, you get out and you get some video. You say something to the driver while they're weaponizing police. Weaponize your whiteness, because you have a certain amount of protection. You know, and I want to see more of that. I'm happy that these men de-escalated the situation, sat, you know, strategically came up with a plan, filed a lawsuit. But I want to see more allies acting like allies.
Let's also add, if somebody's going to say, well, this is just an isolated incident, let's not forget what happened in Rochester a couple months ago, where this young child is acting like, oh, I don't know, most young children, and there's some bags in front of him, or could have been her, and they're just going through it. They're not stealing. They're just a little kid, and this kid was a person of color, and this white woman started using the N-word and continued using the N-word. Then she went to GoFundMe and talked about her life had been ruined, her family, everything. And what was the latest number? Was it 600,000, 700,000?
It's $1 million now.
My
she's a millionaire.
God.
Yes,
honestly.
She's a millionaire.
You know,
so those are all the co-signers. Those are the people who are not going to call. Those are the people who are going to secretly laugh and think, right on, make them get in the back of the bus, let them know their places. But those of you out there who know better need to do better, need to speak up and say something, and be an advocate for marginalized communities.
Yes. And if in that case, or in this case, greater information comes out, which changes the story, we won't duck it. We won't hide from it.
We will talk about it.
We will absolutely talk about it. We've done that before. There's nothing out of the Rochester story months later that has changed a woman who felt so empowered, so arrogant, and so, I'll just say it, racist, that she could say to not only a child but an adult and use the N-word. And then people would think,
I'm going to give her $10, $100, thousands of dollars. Look into your soul. Show some decency. All right, let's pause. Let's get to some lighter items with Shaletta, including, Dave, I think we need to know this. What's going on with the dating experience with Shaletta? I mean, because last summer was going to be hot girl summer, and then it wasn't hot girl summer. She's awfully quiet right now. She's awfully quiet right now. So is this subtly now hot girl summer when we don't know about it? We may not know about it. So that's next. I want to talk about a place Shaletta should go. Listen, Shaletta has kids on the spectrum. I have a son on the spectrum. StretchLab.com is phenomenal for children who have some physical challenges, not just intellectual challenges. My son Quinton with DIRK1A, borderline scoliosis. He had major leg surgery. He has a lot of tightness. And the kind folks at multiple Stretch Labs, because we're in double figures in the metro area and only going up because they're so good, they're so successful, they're so kind, you're going to have more Stretch Lab opportunities. You can be a person who sits on your butt all day. You can be somebody who's physically active, like Dave runs and bikes and swims triathlons. You can be a guy like Hauser. I don't think Hauser actually runs. I've decided, Dave, it's all a bit.
It's power walker, Tom Hauser.
It's like Barry Brennan. Remember, did you read about this guy like 30 years ago? He would somehow take batting practice, all-star game, hit balls with Jack Nicklaus at the U.S. Open. I think Hauser with the AI is just dubbing his photos.
Very likely.
It's very likely. But if you're an actual runner and you're tight, you got the tight. I got the tight calves. I need the calves to loosen up, and I go primarily to the Plymouth location. That doesn't stop me from going to Maple Grove, the one by the lakes, the one in Chanhassen. They're great for you. If you go, the chances are high you're going to go again and again. We need to have flexibility and pliability and elasticity in our bodies no matter the age. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions, golfers, helps you a lot. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Tom Petty, Live Aid, 40 years ago Sunday. I'll just add, here is a texture. Well, we're laying out in great detail a Jefferson Lines bus story where quite a few people on a bus and then somehow the white individuals are allowed to sit where they want, but the black individuals are sent to the back of the bus. Yeah, we don't have any history of blacks sitting in the back of the bus or what entrances to go in or bathrooms or job discrimination. Nothing. We have nothing like a text or bus story. Need to know more, but sounds like a non-story. Way more important stories. Show a level of class and decency, honestly. Jesus. Okay, what's going on with you in your personal life? What is going on?
I'm not doing anything. Okay, you know what's going on in my personal life? Chaos. Children out of town. Flat tires. tow trucks in St. Cloud, kids in all kinds of camps, mornings camps for some kids, afternoon camps for other kids, you know, shadowing Daniel because, you know, camps are camps. They're not special education teachers, yeah. So I don't want to disturb the other kids. And that's one thing that I need parents to know. If you have a special needs child and they're going to camp, audit the first day. See if your child can actually handle being in there, because some of those camp counselors are just teenagers. They're college students who do Rubik's Cubes really well. They can't handle a child who is on the spectrum. And so what we do with Daniel is we go to his camps, and then we sit in there. And if we feel like he can handle the camp, we give the teacher our phone number. We stay ready to go pick him up if something happens. Or we just stay the whole week so that if he starts cutting up, we can pull him out of class. And so what happened last week, Cameron and Brandon were in the class, and there was a child with some neurodiverse with some difficulty and challenges, and he was having a hard time. Chad, they had to call the police. And so Brandon and Cameron didn't know what to do. And, wow. And so, you know, I told the folks at the camps here in South Washington County, I said, let me make like a little video or something, because I could say some stuff you can't say, to just remind parents who have kids with special needs. These are not special education teachers. This is not school. You're dropping them off at school, but it's not school. So you might want to go in and audit the class, and they won't have a problem with that. So I go in, I take my laptop, I bring me something to drink, maybe a little snack, and I sit there, and if he starts cutting up, I'm like, okay, let's go to the restroom. Now, I'm not spanking the kid, okay? I'm taking him out of class. But then he says, no, oh, don't take me to the restroom. And then the teachers are looking at me like, what's happening in the restroom? I'm like, I'm not spanking him. He's good. I'm just going to talk to him. He just don't want to come out of class. So then when the teacher said restroom break, all the other kids got scared to go to the restroom. They were like, nah, it's good. Something's going on in their restroom with the black lady in the back of the room. We're going to hold it. And so now nobody wants to go to the restroom. But so I said all that to say, I am so busy that yeah. I have not had a chance to get back out here in these streets. And I got my bikini wax. I got my toes done. I saw Mel B marrying the old white guy. So I was like, you know what? If she can marry that dude, I can find me an old white man to marry too. But I haven't been busy. I've been too busy to go to the bingo hall and the VFW and, you know,
retirement communities, you know,
right,
the villages.
Find me somebody. Know. Right. The yeah. villages of Cottage Grove. I've been too busy to go out there. So I haven't, but I decided about 18 hours ago that oh. I do want to get married again.
Whoa. Here's what I would say. Here, can I just provide a little advice? Maybe a date first. You know,
No, because if you come over here, just know that we're going from 0 to 100. Come on now. You know how I do. It's not going to change in the dating life. If you come over here, we're going on a date. I'm thinking by the end of the night, he's going to propose.
Are we talking?
We can go ahead and get married.
What are we talking? 3-4 kids in this new marriage?
No, we are not doing any more children.
Yeah, I mean, well, the guy's going to want more kids.
No, he's going to be 80.
What's the minimum?
He's going to be 80.
Oh,
he's going to be 80.
A lot of 80-year-olds are having kids now. Come on.
You're right. With Robert De Niro. Oh my God.
Yeah, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Come on. What if Al
Pacino? Kelsey
Grammer. Yes.
What is wrong with you, old white guy? Sit down somewhere.
What they can't? Have, what do you mean they can't have sex? What are you talking about,
dude? At 78, you're supposed to be somebody's grandpa. You're not supposed. Robert De Niro don't got no business being at the Wiggles. He's got no business being at the Wiggles with his child.
That was a double stuff. Listen, if De Niro's associated with Barney, he better be playing evil Barney, okay? Evil Barney is now murdering someone, you know?
Oh, my God. I saw Kelsey Grammer's wife pregnant. I'm like, girl, that's going to be the oldest baby in the history of babies. It's going to be like Benjamin Button. He is 79 years old. So I don't want a 79-year-old man who's still making babies. I want a 79-year-old man who just wants to
die and leave you a lot of money.
Take care of me. And I didn't say it like that. That's not what I was saying. Dave,
that's really what she wants. She wants a guy
100%
who's on the respirator.
Yeah.
And then his kids are not at the hospital that day, so she can alter the directive or will or whatever it might be, and boom.
Well, you know, apparently I'm a little bit scary. I didn't know this. Oh,
okay.
But there's been a couple of guys that I'm not going to say I had a crush on them, but I'm just going to say they were, you know, pretty attractive, and, you know, I had a good rapport with them, and we were having a conversation. And so I'm not going to wait. I was like, hey, you want to go to lunch? And they were like, maybe in 2029. And then there's this one guy, I'm like, hey, let's go to lunch. And so we finally set up a lunch date, and as it got closer, he canceled on me. So somebody told me, now I don't know if this person was right, they was like, Shaletta, you a little bit much, and you might be a little frightening. And I was like, nah, not me. I'm cool.
Never heard that before. No, never heard that before. All right, we got to go. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too.
Shaletta, right here on Newstalk, 830-WCCO. Shaletta might have Pella Windows. I don't know. Was it last summer or was it the summer before? Is this year number one for Andrew at St. Cloud?
I think this was his first year.
Yeah, so I was at the Estates.
Mm-hmm, the big grad party.
The big grad party and beautiful house. I don't know if there are Pella windows. I think there are people who live in their homes or condos now who are paying a lot of attention. They don't know what windows they have. And I get it. You know, it's not like I know every single thing in my house. God knows technically, and fixing things is not my wheelhouse. That's why I made sure I reached out to Pella at PellaNorthland.com, the house I purchased years ago. I wasn't looking, I'd be lying if I said, I was looking only for a house with Pella windows and doors. No, that's not true. When I found out, I already knew that Pella was very, very good, so that made it even better. And then with this new house, guess what? Pella windows and doors, that was a requirement, and I'm very happy with that move coming up. Pella, great warranties, innovators. They'll work with your style. They'll work with your budget, but they need to see your place. They need to see your house. And by the way, they're not going to go to your house like some other dubious companies. I won't name them right now. And guess what? Every window's got to replace. Nope, that's not how they go. They'll tell you the truth. They'll give you the cost range. They'll give you the style range. And they might say, hey, we could really change something like they did with my kitchen. And it has made the kitchen better. And it has enhanced the resale value for me. They have a showroom in Plymouth. They have a showroom in Woodbury. They'll come out to your house for free. It's PellaNorthland.com. And again, what a great offer right now in the month of July. No payments, no interest. If paid in full within 24 months and $250 off per window, $500 off per door, I'm talking PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.